So, before the show, is it Courvoisier or is it Evian?
Is it what?
Is it Courvoisier brandy or is it Evian?
Evian.
Yeah.
Evian, man.
Every time.
Yeah, I don't drink or do anything until afterwards, if I do decide to drink.
Yeah, same thing with drink professionally.
Yeah, man. You can't go on stage and slurring your words and do everything else and be a crazy attitude. It doesn't help.
Yeah, man. Okay, any up and coming beatboxers that you want to shout out, show you love to?
Well, so far, just two guys, three guys that really impressed me when I was in at the beatbox battle championship thing.
In Germany.
It has to be Tom Thumber, yeah. Roxy Loops,
uh-huh.
And matter of fact, the other dude is partners with Tom Thumber. I forgot.
JT, Joe Thumber.
Yeah.
He won it, didn't he?
They won some stuff together, but
sure.
Between that and then the whole beatbox group thing that yeah. they had going on, it was fucking exciting to yeah, watch.
That's the
next one. That was like really incredible. Watching them do it, and especially like Rox Loops and his boy, and they had the beat toxic thing, had the girls singing, and that was like really, like I was looking more forward to them winning the show than the other people that did win, like right. Tom Thumber and the other dude. Like their stuff was cool, but like Rox Loops, you know, they had it all together. Like I mean, really, the other groups did too, because they had a gimmick going on with from the attire that they wore to the way that they did their performance based on the way their attire was. So it was like really cool.
Whole package.
Oh yeah, it was like a straight good. Like it was impressive because knowing the time that they took to do that is like impressive. It's like, yo, they're like, oh no, you do it like this, and then I come in and I do mine like that. It's like, yeah, to have it like that. That's cool.
So we'll be toxic, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about this? What's your favorite beatbox sound? Can you explain it to us in 60 seconds?